and Tar Heel Station.
Health system hacked.
As many as 80 million could be affected.
Pentagon report on Russia's president.
Putin's neurological development was significantly interrupted in infancy.
Jury selection in American Sniper case.
If you saw that film, you feel sympathy.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The latest major hack attack has hit a database at Anthem, the nation's second largest health insurer, and up to 80 million current and former customers and employees could be affected. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
It's evidence hackers are increasingly targeting health insurers and providers.
Because hackers want the personal information that they have.
Personal records, names, birth dates, and social security numbers of millions were exposed in the Anthem attack. Security consultant Mark Rash says it's the kind of information hackers can use.
To be able to apply for a credit card, to apply for a mortgage, to get a driver's license, to assume the identity of any of these individuals.
And Sean Henry, formerly with the FBI, says it's a warning to businesses.
Companies can't just put up a firewall and hide behind it.
They need to be actively looking for intruders. Anthem customers should keep an eye out for anyone using their identities. Steve?
Well, the latest on the measles outbreak, 145 cases in 14 states, 106 of them in California. CBS's Ben Tracy says there's an effort now in that state to get every child vaccinated.
California State Senator Richard Pan is also a pediatrician. He's introducing a bill this week to abolish California's personal beliefs exemption.
Parents are letting us know that our current laws are insufficient and don't protect their kids.
19 other states allow parents to refuse vaccinations based on personal beliefs, and 48 states allow for a separate religious exemption.
I hope we don't have to wait for someone to die before we take this seriously.
Ben Tracy, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Health officials in Texas report the number of parents seeking vaccine exemptions has tripled in the last 6 years. The way one House Republican tells it in the Washington Examiner, Jordan's King Abdullah referred to Clint Eastwood's vengeful character in the film Unforgiven before he returned home from D.C. as he vowed to strike back at ISIS. And today, the king promised a harsh war for the burning death of a Jordanian pilot. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Amman.
Government spokespeople that we've been talking to said, now we're going to have the military on a war footing. They are going to increase or uptick the amount of attacks and their military activity in Syria and Iraq.
And CBS News has learned the Pentagon's deploying search and rescue helicopters to Iraq in the ISIS battle. CBS's Holly Williams went to a Syrian front line where a ragtag militia is holding off ISIS.
They're volunteers with a Kurdish militia. Farmers, housewives, and shopkeepers determined to keep ISIS off their land and armed only with second-hand guns bought on the black market.
We want freedom, having a normal life.
22-year-old Deniz Sipan quit her job as an elementary school teacher to become a sniper.
At first, I was scared, but I need to protect myself and my friends and my people.
The U.S. and some of its Arab coalition partners are reluctant to get more deeply involved in Syria, intervening in a civil war that's both bloody and complicated. Holly Williams, CBS News, Duhok, Iraq.
Secretary of State Kerry is in Ukraine. That country wants lethal U.S. firepower to battle pro-Russian insurgents. NATO leaders are expected to double the rapid response force in Eastern Europe. A 2008 Pentagon report suggests Russian President Vladimir Putin has Asperger's syndrome, an autistic disorder. CBS's David Martin.
The result, according to this study, is a Russian leader with limited social skills who is driven by, quote, an extreme attention to detail and excessive control, and this is reflected in his decision style and how he governs.
The report's not based on any brain scans, but says Putin's neurological development was significantly interrupted in infancy. 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System has been nominated for an award for the green programs implemented in the recent years. Shots were fired at a Durham police investigator around noon yesterday. Crime Stoppers is offering an award for information leading to an arrest in the incident. And students from Duke Center for Documentary Studies have been going to Hillsborough for the past 8 years to photograph Hillsborough's people and places. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. NWCHL Championship Sports this morning, a lot to talk about. The Tar Heel football team inked 19 signees, 8 four-star players, and landed the state's number one player on National Signing Day yesterday. Big night also for Carolina women's basketball on the road at Syracuse. And speaking of football,
Larry Fedora battled the odds to land what looks like another excellent recruiting class.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It is 8:06, 42 degrees in Chapel Hill, 41 this morning in Carborough, also 41 in Hillsborough. A cool morning, but not extraordinarily so. Partly sunny today. Look for a high today in the middle 40s, which means the temperature's not going to budge very much. Again, mid-40s, and then temperatures will fall later in the day. We'll have some very strong winds, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, much colder, with a low all the way down to 18 degrees. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School System is nominated for a special award for the green programs that have been implemented in recent years. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Two school districts in the state of North Carolina have been nominated for the green ribbon. Cherokee County Schools were nominated, as well as Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. Dan Schnitzer is the sustainability coordinator for Chapel Hill Carborough Schools, and he says this is a relatively new program introduced in 2011.
The U.S. Department of Education a few years back started Green Ribbon Schools program, which is similar to the Blue Ribbon Schools program, which has been around nationally for many years. But the Green Ribbon Schools program is specifically for schools working in the field of sustainability and environmental education.
Schnitzer says that he believes the school system can serve as a model as more schools begin embracing ways to save energy and money. He adds that one way the system has shown its commitment to environmentally friendly programs is that his job even exists in the first place. Schnitzer says that he is excited about the new projects being implemented, including composting leftover food.
One of our big successes this year was we rolled out cafeteria composting in all of our elementary and middle schools. So it's 14 schools. Every day we've got about 8,000 students who are composting their lunch, and the kitchen staff is composting their food scraps from back of the house.
He adds that through December, those schools have composted 113,000 pounds of food, keeping it out of landfills. Schnitzer says this not only allows for more environmentally friendly situations, but it also affords an opportunity to teach the students in a real-world situation. He says that one of the best parts of his job is working directly with the students so that the message gets passed along and doesn't stop with the measures taken to save the district money. Although Schnitzer adds that saving money on these areas does allow more of those funds to be allocated back to the classrooms. Schnitzer says that the momentum is building for more positions like his to be incorporated in school systems across the state.
Granville County has a recycling coordinator. Durham has recently hired a sustainability coordinator, Durham Public Schools. So it's growing, and I think part of that is because of the leadership of districts like Chapel Hill Carborough that take the risk on it.
He adds that this is now just a waiting game to find out if the school system will be awarded the Green Ribbon.
With Green Ribbon, the application has been sent on to the Department of Education, and we will hear back in April. They make a live announcement as to what schools and districts nationwide are awarded the Green Ribbon. If we are awarded it, then they have a ceremony in D.C. for all the schools and districts that have received the recognition.
You can hear the full conversation with Dan Schnitzer about the impact of those green programs in Chapel Hill Carborough Schools on our website, chapelborough.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The school board for the Chapel Hill Cabarrus City System will hear an update tonight on efforts to revamp the math curriculum. Administrators say they want to make sure the materials used in all middle and high schools are consistent throughout the district as teachers align their classwork to fit the Common Core state standards. Staffers are also planning math parent nights to help families learn more about instructional changes. The district will host a website focused on math to help students and families navigate through the various class options. The board will also likely approve a five-year capital spending plan that totals $15.9 million. School officials say they're concerned funding for capital projects remains stagnant even while the districts face aging facilities and growing student enrollment. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill Town Hall. Shots were fired at a Durham police investigator around noon yesterday. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to an arrest. Police say an investigator was driving an unmarked police vehicle on South Street when numerous shots were fired from a car on Bond Street. One bullet struck the officer's car, but the officer was not injured. Investigators believe the shots were fired from an older model gray sedan with tinted windows, possibly a Nissan. The vehicle was occupied by two black males wearing blue and black jackets. Investigators believe both occupants fired shots. It appears that the unmarked car was deliberately targeted, according to investigators. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Durham Police Department or Crime Stoppers. Students from Duke's Center for Documentary Studies have been going to Hillsborough on a regular basis for the past 8 years to photograph Hillsborough's people and all the interesting places around town. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has the story.
Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens met with a group of students in January.
15 students came in and we were sitting in our visitor center. And I said, you know, how many people, you know, were raised in this area? And there was one or two who were raised in the area, living in Durham now. But a good third of the class had never been to Hillsborough before. So when you see yourself through fresh eyes, it's really joyful to see.
Mayor Stevens shared his favorite photo stories from this class called Small Town USA, taught by Susie Post-Rust.
I think one of the most moving times was in the very first year. They picked a young woman, a teenager, who was being homeschooled by her family, who were very involved in one of the local churches.
Her father does not allow his daughters to date. They must court. After 6 months, a couple can hold hands, and they, if allowed by the parents, can kiss after a year. Amanda is currently courting a boy from church, who took her to his senior prom.
That's Jessica Silver's narrated slideshow about the Christian family. Stevens also enjoyed a story from that same year featuring a family from a different religious tradition. Kristen Schomp's photos show people chanting at Hillsborough's Hare Krishna temple, kids doing homework on the couch seated beside a blue-eyed baby doll, and kids climbing into their bunk bed while mom starts the Krishna bedtime story on a cassette tape player. You can find photos from past years on the website smalltown-usa.com. The 2015 photo stories are set to be finished in April. Jugmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The governor was on TV last night praising fellow Republican lawmakers during his second State of the State address for their partnership the past 2 years. The governor said that has led to lower unemployment and tax rates and accelerated debt repayment for jobless benefits in North Carolina. The governor said, I'm proud to report that the state has come back even stronger today. Its people are resilient and our future is bright. He was speaking, of course, in front of a joint session of the House and Senate within the legislative building. But McCrory said there's more work to do in the second half of his gubernatorial term that started in 2013, particularly with extending the recent prosperity many state residents haven't yet experienced. My vision for North Carolina is to have the best of everything. That's what he said at the end. McCrory laid out a price tag on transportation and government building infrastructure bonds that he wants. McCrory reaffirmed his promise to work to raise entry-level teacher pay to $35,000 this fall and said he wants to create two new cabinet-level departments. North Carolina's health agency is advising people to vaccinate against measles, especially since 102 people from 14 states were diagnosed with the illness last month. No cases diagnosed in North Carolina so far, a lot of it out in California. Interim State Health Director Dr. Robin Cummings says measles will continue to be carried into the United States because it's endemic in many countries. It's highly contagious and spreads quickly in children and adults who are not vaccinated. Measles is a respiratory disease that is spread through the air by coughing and sneezing. It also can be transmitted through contact with secretions from the nose or mouth of an infected person. Initial symptoms may include fever, runny nose, watery red eyes, and cough. Those are followed by a rash that can spread over the whole body. And most of us had measles when we were children. We certainly remember that. A coalition of groups is beginning an effort to expand Medicaid in North Carolina despite opposition from Republican lawmakers and the General Assembly. The Charlotte Observer reports a various group gathered for a news conference on Wednesday to outline their plans. The group cited a study by George Washington University, which said expansion would create 43,000 jobs by 2020 and add over $1 billion in state and local tax revenue. Republican Governor Pat McCrory suggested he may be open to Medicaid expansion, but GOP lawmakers say they're not sure the state can afford it after the federal payments decline. North Carolina NAACP President, the Reverend William Barber, said it's time for legislators to put down their talking points and stop playing Russian roulette with people's lives. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report brought to you by the Orange County Agricultural Summit. Here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We're looking at a little bit of slow traffic remaining on southbound Fordham Boulevard as you head towards Manning Drive from Highway 54. 15501 also heavily traveled in both directions. If you're traveling between I-40 and the Franklin Street split, 40 eastbound also crowded in segments as you head towards RTP between 54 and the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The 17th Annual Orange County Agricultural Summit will be held 11 days from now, February 16th from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. To register, visit orangecountync.gov. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by your friends at Grimble Jewelers, most notably Berkeley Grimble. It's 42 degrees right now, partly sunny, high today in the middle 40s, which means the temperature is not going to change very much. Mercury's going to stay pretty much where it is. It's going to be windy later on in the day with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight clear, much colder with a low all the way down to 18. Tomorrow is sunny with a high in the middle 40s. Looking ahead a little bit, Friday night, partly cloudy and cold with a low in the upper 20s. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Not bad. Saturday night, clear skies, lows in the middle 30s. And then on Sunday, to wrap up the weekend, partly sunny with a high in the low 60s. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. If you need an engagement ring, before you pop a question, go see Berkeley at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And you're going to hear more about what Coach Larry Fedora has been up to recently in our story on recruiting and signing day yesterday. We'll talk to Don Callahan of NSAC Carolina in just a few moments here. Kidzu Children's Museum will be holding a series of pre-opening events throughout this month. The first will be coming up this Saturday with a free jump rope performance, followed by a workshop. Donations are requested for the latter portion of the event. Kidzu is scheduled to fully open its 8,500-square-foot facility in University Mall in mid-March. We have the full list of pre-opening events on our website, chapelboro.com. The 15th Annual North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival is underway now through 15th. The festival is produced by DSI Comedy Theater at 426 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill and will feature sketch comedy, stand-up, and improv. Some events are free. And the town of Carborough Board of Aldermen will host a legislative breakfast at 7:30 tomorrow morning. The breakfast will be held in room 110 of Carborough Town Hall on Main Street. Sounds like a lot of things going on. You want to get all of our news stories, our news around town stories, go to our website, chapelboro.com, and click on the News Around Town link. It's just that simple. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Yesterday, a mighty big day for recruiting at Carolina, and we have full coverage of that coming up here. Don Callahan in just a moment, but we'll start with a story from Matt Oaks. 19 signees, 8 four-star players, including the state's number one player yesterday. A lot of excitement centered around the new defensive coordinator at Carolina, Gene Chizik. Here's Matt.
It's easy to see why UNC head coach Larry Fedora and newly named defensive coordinator Gene Chizik hit it off. They both share a championship vision.
Being part, a small part, of a championship idea is big to me. And that can be done here. That can be done here, or this probably wouldn't have been the right fit for me. I love the challenge of where we have to go. Larry and I have talked about that in depth, and so I'm all in.
Coach Chizik cited quality of life as a major factor when weighing whether to come out of coaching retirement and leave his cushy job as an analyst on ESPN. Chapel Hill fit that bill for his family, but he says having the chance to work with Coach Fedora didn't hurt his decision any either.
You throw in the fact that my amount of respect for Larry, ironically, we've kind of mirrored each other's careers as we were coming up as coordinators. He was at Florida when I was a coordinator at Auburn. Then I went to Texas as the coordinator on defense, and he was at Oklahoma State. He's a very productive offensive guy in mind, and I've got a lot of respect for Larry in that regard. But I've got more respect for him as a person. And if I ever said that I was going to go back and be an assistant for somebody and work for somebody, it would be a guy like Larry.
Well, I tell you what, it was exciting yesterday, signing day, and had a lot of stuff over at the Keenan Football Center and in the Blue Zone, a special event last night. Don Callahan with Inside Carolina is a recruiting expert, follows this stuff all the time. And Don, thanks for joining us this morning. And tell us, if you would, for Carolina football fans, who should we be excited about who committed on UNC football signing day?
Well, the two names that pop up to me are two guys that are already on campus. They actually enrolled back in January, are William Sweet, an offensive lineman from Jacksonville, and Jalen Dalton, who's just down the road, just outside of Winston-Salem, a defensive lineman. Those are the two names. Obviously, you want to kind of build your football programs from the inside out, so to speak, from the trenches. So those two guys gave North Carolina the ability to do that.
Well, I know that just looking at it on the surface here, it looks like Carolina had a pretty good day, but I know you follow this stuff every day. How does Carolina's recruiting class shape up compared to others?
I think it's a great class. I mean, it's number one in the Coastal Division, number three in the ACC overall. We have it, I think the last time I checked, it was 25 in the nation. In the ACC in particular, the only two schools that did better than North Carolina was Clemson and Florida State, and those two programs are just rolling as far as recruiting is concerned. So North Carolina is definitely going to have to, I guess bring their A game every single day in order to beat those programs. But to be even mentioned in the top three after the season that they had this past season is an accomplishment.
Well, Art Chansky is going to talk about this in a few minutes here, but it seems that Larry Fedora has managed to succeed as far as recruiting goes in spite of all the odds. And I'm just wondering what kind of effect do you think the hiring of defensive coordinator Gene Chizik had on this class?
I don't think it had a huge impact on this class in particular. I think it's going to have a huge impact on future classes. You know, he was hired, back in January. So a lot of these guys, a lot of the main recruits, especially the defensive recruits, had already made their decisions by that point. He definitely made an impact on Jason Strobridge, who was a four-star defensive lineman out of South Florida. Oh, and he mentioned, you know, when I talked to Strobridge after he had committed to North Carolina, which is he actually made his decision to flip from Kentucky to North Carolina on Monday, he did mention his relationship with Coach Chizik, how Coach Chizik came to his house a couple of times. So it impacted there. But as far as you're looking at the entire class in its totality, it didn't have a huge impact, but I think in future classes definitely it will.
Well, I know that you have a lot to say about recruiting, and as I said before, you follow this stuff all the time. How can folks follow you, first of all, on Twitter, and how can they read what you put on Inside Carolina and everything else, Don?
Well, on Twitter, my name is my handle is Don Callahan IC, and just go to InsideCarolina.com. We run stories every day. I mean, we're running stories right now on the 2016 class and the coming days on the 2016-2017 class. So just go there, go on the message board, and you'll get involved in the community there.
All right. Don, thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
That is Don Callahan, Inside Carolina, and he knows his stuff when it comes to recruiting, and Carolina got pretty darn good class yesterday. Quick note about Carolina women's basketball. Tar Heels have a big game tonight on the road at number 25 Syracuse. That game starts at 7 o'clock in the Carrier Dome. Tar Heels are ranked number 15 with an 18-4 record, and the ACC Player of the Week this week is sophomore forward Stephanie Vavunga. Third time she has hauled down the honor along with all those rebounds. She's averaged 10 rebounds in her last 10 games, and also 17.4 points a game in that time. In last game's win over Boston College, she scored 25 and grabbed her 500 career rebound. Syracuse and Carolina will be meeting for the fifth time overall, and the Orange took the last meeting last season in Chapel Hill, 78-73. UNC was then ranked number 6 in the nation, and that marked the highest-ranked opponent Syracuse had ever beaten on the road. So, big game tonight. Tar Heels will have to battle the weather getting up there to the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. It could have been a lot worse, of course. They dodged some of the terrible weather up there. The game will be seen on ESPN3, and of course, you can hear it right here on WCHL with the one and only Walter Storholt and the play-by-play. Now, let's get back to football. I'm Ron Stutz. It's 8:25.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Larry Fedor battled the odds to land what looks like another excellent recruiting class. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The media and recruiting tip sheets are filled today with the results of college football signing day. Every school says it got exactly what it needed and couldn't be happier with its incoming class. What else would you expect coaches to say? Well, we missed our top 20 targets, so we signed up a bunch of warm bodies and hope there's a diamond or two in the rough. In the first year where UNC can take the full allotment of 25 recruits after having come off scholarship-reducing probation, Larry Fedor inked only 19 to letters of intent. That doesn't mean one or two or three more freshmen or transfers won't be signed, but it does mean that the Tar Heels are going after quality over quantity and have plenty of good young talent already on hand. New defensive coordinator Gene Chizik was a big hit in his first public appearance since his controversial hiring. Chizik must have Fedor's complete confidence, because apparently after going over the full list of high school kids they could have offered scholarships, Chizik pulled back on a handful, which accounts for Carolina being 6 short of the maximum. The Heels signed up a top 25 class in most recruiting polls, with few 5-star can't-miss prospects, so it's always safe to wait and see who emerges as true freshmen to help the team right away. But with only 6 or 7 seniors contributing to the 2014 squad that finished with 2 disappointing defeats, there must be a solid talent base around which Chizik can build his new 4-3 defense that frankly has nowhere to go but up. Chizik says he emphasizes an aggressive and relentless mindset for his style of defense and that it all starts with the interior line. Fedor is a fighter and wants his staff to take the challenges of Carolina's ongoing scandal head-on. He talked openly about one rival school, very likely NC State, competing for a couple of recruits by trashing UNC much more than praising what it has to offer kids. Despite what is still pretty much damage control on the recruiting trail, Fedor is able to sell the virtues of the Carolina experience on and off the field to get a key class in the most important year of recruiting since he arrived. All of Butch Davis's players are gone, and now the program is completely in the hands of the kids Fedor has signed up, sinking or swimming with them from this point on. Good luck, Coach. It's all yours. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thanks, Art. One more note. As far as sports is concerned, Jeff Hamlin has an excellent story on the celebration yesterday that took place at Chapel Hill High School for a couple of local football stars. Chapel Hill offensive lineman Logan Tisch signed with Clemson yesterday. Logan's teammate, defensive end Noah Layden, signed with Campbell. And on the soccer pitch, Chapel Hill's Ben Fisher signed with UNC Wilmington. And in girls' soccer, Leanna Malowski is going to Nova Southeastern University down in Fort Lauderdale. All of that story on our website at chapelboro.com. It's 8:28. WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by GEICO.
I'm Sir Isaac Newton, and I missed out on Geico car insurance. Discovering gravity was neat, but you don't need an apple to fall on your head to realize saving with Geico is just as impressive. Since 1936, Geico's been saving people money on car insurance. That's over 75 years. So savings over time equals celebration. Zing! Understand the gravity of the situation and switch to Geico. Get it?
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. Why pay for your 2015 dental benefits if you're not going to use them? Now is the time to schedule to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all insurance claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of haggard wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It is 42 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny. Our high today about 45, which means the temperature is going to stay pretty much where it is, maybe a few degrees warmer, and that's it. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Some strong winds gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, really cold, clear, with a low around 18. Tomorrow, a sunny day with a high back in the middle 40s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Over several days' time, according to the FBI, hackers got into the Anthem Healthcare Insurer's computer system. 80 million people may have had their data compromised. Cybersecurity expert Mark Rash, former federal prosecutor.
If I steal your credit card number, you get a new credit card. If I steal your identity, you can't get a new identity, and that's what they're trying to get at.
Anthem is the country's number two healthcare insurer.
Even the CEO of the company had his information stolen, so this is very up close and personal for them.
And now, says Elizabeth Weiss, tech reporter for USA Today.
They've definitely plugged the hole, but what got out before they plugged it, that's the question.
For those who were hacked, Anthem will provide credit repair and ID protection services at no cost. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger says in the future, this issue will cost a lot more money.
This is going to be the cost of doing business for every single company and nonprofit in this country.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 42 degrees in Chapel Hill. Kind of a chilly day. Our high today about 45, and tonight we're going all the way down to 18 degrees, so get ready for the chill. I'm Ron Stutz. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School System, the board, will hear an update on efforts to revamp the math curriculum at its meeting tonight. Administrators say they want to make sure the materials used in all middle schools and high schools in the district are consistent, as teachers are aligning their classwork to fit the Common Core state standards. Staffers are also planning math parent nights to help families learn about instructional changes. The district will host a website focused on math to help students and their families navigate through the various class options. The board will also likely approve a five-year capital spending plan that totals $15.9 million. School officials say they're concerned funding for capital projects remains stagnant, even while our district faces aging facilities and growing student enrollment. That situation is pretty much the case with the Orange County school system as well, totally separate school system. Both have aging buildings that need, if not replacing, at least some very serious repairs. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill Town Hall. Shots were fired at a Durham police investigator around noon yesterday. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to an arrest. Police say an investigator was driving an unmarked police vehicle on South Street when numerous shots were fired from a car on Bond Street. One bullet struck the officer's car, but the officer was not injured. Investigators believe the shots were fired from an older model gray sedan with tinted windows, possibly a Nissan. The vehicle was occupied by two black males wearing blue and black jackets. Investigators believe both occupants fired shots. It appears that the unmarked car was deliberately targeted, according to investigators. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Durham Police Department or Crime Stoppers. Students from Duke's Center for Documentary Studies have been going to Hillsboro on a regular basis for the past 8 years in order to photograph Hillsboro's people and all the interesting places there. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has more on the story.
Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens met with a group of students in January.
15 students came in, and we were sitting in our visitor center. And I said, you know, how many people, you know, were raised in this area? And there was one or two who were raised in the area, living in Durham now. But a good third of the class had never been to Hillsboro before. So when you see yourself through fresh eyes, it's really joyful to see.
Mayor Stevens shared his favorite photo stories from this class called Small Town USA, taught by Susie Post-Rust.
I think one of the most moving times was in the very first year. They picked a young woman, a teenager, who's being homeschooled by her family, who were very involved in one of the local churches.
Her father does not allow his daughters to date. They must court. After 6 months, a couple can hold hands, and they, if allowed by the parents, can kiss after a year. Amanda is currently courting a boy from church, who took her to his senior prom.
That's Jessica Silver's narrated slideshow about the Christian family. Stevens also enjoyed a story from that same year featuring a family from a different religious tradition. Kristen Schomp's photos show people chanting at Hillsboro's Hare Krishna Temple, kids doing homework on the couch seated beside a blue-eyed baby doll, and kids climbing into their bunk bed while mom starts the Krishna bedtime story on a cassette tape player. You can find photos from past years on the website smalltown-usa.com. The 2015 photo stories are set to be finished in April. Jugmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Governor Pat McCrory praised fellow Republican lawmakers last night during his second State of the State address for their partnership the past couple of years. The governor said that has led to lower unemployment and tax rates and accelerated debt repayment for jobless benefits. The governor went on to say, I'm proud to report that the state of North Carolina has come back even stronger today. Its people are resilient and our future is bright. But Governor McCrory said there's more work to do in the second half of his gubernatorial term, particularly with extending the recent prosperity many state residents have not yet experienced. He says, my vision for North Carolina is to have the best of everything. That was at the close of a one-hour, 20-minute address televised all over the state. McCrory laid out a price tag on transportation and government building infrastructure bonds that he wants. The governor reaffirmed his promise to work to raise entry-level teacher pay to $35,000 this fall, and he said he wants to create two new cabinet-level departments. North Carolina's health agency is advising people to vaccinate against measles, especially since 102 people from 14 states were diagnosed with the illness last month. No cases diagnosed in North Carolina. Interim State Health Director Dr. Robin Cummings says measles will continue to be carried into the United States because it's endemic in many countries around the world. It's highly contagious, and it spreads quickly in children and adults who are not vaccinated. Measles is a respiratory disease that spread through the air by coughing and sneezing. Initial symptoms may include fever, runny nose, watery red eyes, and cough. Those are followed by a rash that can spread over the entire body. A coalition of groups is beginning an effort to expand Medicaid in North Carolina, despite opposition from Republican lawmakers in the North Carolina General Assembly. The Charlotte Observer reports the various groups gathered for a news conference yesterday to outline their plans. The group cited a study by George Washington University saying that expansion would create 43,000 jobs by 2020 and add over $1 billion in state and local tax revenue. Republican Governor Pat McCrory suggested he may be open to Medicaid expansion, but GOP lawmakers say they're not sure the state can afford it after the federal payments decline. North Carolina NAACP President the Reverend William Barber said it's time for legislators to, quote here, put down their talking points and stop playing Russian roulette with people's lives. And news around town this morning, one more sports note. Congratulations to the North Carolina men's golf team. It began the spring campaign with a victory of the Seabest Invitational. The 15th-ranked Tar Heel led from the beginning of the tournament at the TPC, or they led, rather, at the TPC at Sawgrass, Dyes Valley. Carter Jenkins led the Tar Heels in the final round, shooting an even par 70. Jenkins, a sophomore out of Raleigh, just joined the Tar Heels this semester after he transferred from UNC Greensboro. Tar Heels next travel to Rio Grande, Puerto Rico, February 22nd through 24th to participate in the Puerto Rico Classic. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, a very important legislative breakfast hosted by the Town of Carrboro Board of Aldermen. It starts at 7:30 Friday morning. The breakfast to be held in room 110 of Carrboro Town Hall on Main Street. You can get all of our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:39, Jeff Neiman has today's commentary, and that's up next.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design, and Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground, and Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, or go to stanleymartin.com.
As the Kennedy Dental Group celebrates 1 year at 1721 East Franklin Street, the practice continues on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Dr. Jeff Kennedy offers stress-free oral sedation dentistry, which takes away all the anxiety of a prolonged procedure. Kennedy Dental Group is open Friday and offers early appointments from 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Friday. Kennedy Dental can save you the hassle and files all insurance claims for their patients. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
At the UPS store, our freight services really deliver. No matter how large or how fragile something is, we can find a perfect shipping solution. Whether you're shipping antiques, furniture, a Picasso, or your kid's pottery bowl from art class, our freight services will treat your property like it's our own. Any size, any shape, any weight. That's why we say, big or small, we ship it all. To learn more about how we can help you with your shipping needs, stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Our great community is not immune to domestic violence. In 2014, the UNC Hospitals Beacon Program provided meal tickets, gas cards, and parking vouchers to 300 needy families who were seen in the child abuse clinic. The Beacon Program invites the community to join us for the 10th annual Silent No More auction on February 5th at 5:30 p.m. at the Carolina Club. Call 919-697-9183 for more information, or visit the website at www.beaconsilentauction.com.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Well, thank you, Coach. It is 8:41 WCHL coming up. We're going to take one more look at traffic with Nikki Morse in just a few minutes. But today, our opinion piece. It's actually part two of a two-part commentary from Jeff Neiman.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jeff Neiman. In a previous commentary, I questioned whether politics played a role in the transition of President Tom Ross as UNC president. So what are the politics of the UNC Board of Governors? The board is made up of 32 voting members that are elected, half by the State House, half by the Senate, to four-year staggered terms. There are also a few ex officio non-voting members, including the president of the UNC Association of Student Governments, and that's actually how I landed on the board back in 1998 until 2000. So if you do the math, it would take 4 years to completely replace the board's membership. How long ago did the legislature change from Democratic to Republican control? Sure enough, every single voting member currently on the board was selected since 2010. When I was serving, Democrats were in control in Raleigh, and yes, the board was stacked with mostly Democrats, and sure, it was political, as any government decision-making body is and probably should be to some degree. However, partisan politics, D's and R's, as Chairman Fedegress put it, were noticeably absent. It never even occurred to me what political party President Molly Broad affiliated herself. probably impossible to 100% ascertain the reasons behind this change. But doesn't partisan politics stand as the only logical conclusion the board has left us with? Why else would a talented and dedicated public servant who wanted to keep the job and do it well by all accounts be transitioned in this way at this time? And if that's true, it's a stain on the integrity of what Fenebrest called the most important asset we have for the prosperity of our citizens. When partisan control of government changes, we all expect changes in certain executive leadership of government entities. But the university presidency is supposed to be above that. Well, apparently not anymore. By my estimation, every president of the UNC system going back to Bill Friday has left on his or her own terms, except for this one. The board decided for the first time in its history that Tom Ross was the one to make this surreptitious change now. This is Jeff Neiman.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Transitioning. 844 at WCHL. Listen, it's end of February now, and I know a lot of people who made New Year's resolutions have already fallen by the wayside with those.
Yeah, mine lasted a long time.
How many days?
Days?
Okay. How many hours?
Maybe one.
Okay. Well, you had your heart was in the right place.
Well, you know, it was the holidays.
True. Have you registered for your chance to be part of our fifth annual Healthiest You Challenge? There's less than a week left in order to do that. Gotta get excited and go there, because there are so many people who want to take part in this, but only 64 people can actually do that. WCHL in Chapelboro, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, will help another 64 challengers on a journey to be an active and healthy lifestyle. Perhaps we can have a class in there where you might speak clearly. I would like to be there on the front row. You can visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou to submit your registration by the 11th of the month, and that is only 6 days away. Or randomly select 64 challengers who will each get a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers. This is a cool deal.
Mm-hmm.
Along with group coaching, access to health education programs, and more. And you make a lot of friends during this thing, too. I mean, we've seen some people get really close working together for 6 weeks, and it really is fun. At the end of the challenge, the winners will get a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelhill.com to join in this year's Healthiest You Challenge, but do it in the next 6 days. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL and this traffic report. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I was just thinking about the challenge, and I was thinking, you know, I used to be a runner, and then I was thinking, you know, the only time I would run now is if something was chasing me, and I was thinking that that's not necessarily a good thing, so I kind of had a look on my face like, I was just thinking about trying to get healthy.
Contemplating.
I was contemplating what I would do.
Well, you looked depressed when you were looking.
Because I'm not sure. I don't want anybody to chase me.
Good idea. You just have to run faster, I guess. Well, traffic brought to you this morning by Orange County. And here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Traffic is starting to ease up. That's good news if you're getting ready to head out of the house. Just busy traffic now on 54 and 15501 as you approach the 40 access. And 40 eastbound looking pretty good, too. A couple of crowded spots remain between 86 and the Durham Freeway. If you happen to see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Just call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us safely at WCHL Chapelboro.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have to listen to the news updates at the bottom of the hour all day long with Nikki Morse.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Of course.
Okay. Orange County Agricultural Summit. It's coming. It's the 17th annual event. It'll be held on the 16th from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And that is just 11 days away. To register, visit orangecountync.gov. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 43 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the middle 40s, which means the temperature is going to stay pretty much where they are right now. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, much colder. Low tonight, all the way down to 18. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the middle 40s. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, it's going to be cold again with a low in the upper 20s. Not as cold, but still below freezing. And then for your weekend, not bad. Partly sunny on Saturday, highs in the upper 50s. And on Sunday, we'll even creep up into the low 60s. Not bad at all. That's your weather over the next few days here. The Carolina Ann's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Discover what's driving triangle businesses with Today's Business, hosted by Sharon Hill. Learn from professional caregivers how to improve the quality of life for families afflicted with chronic conditions and those on Care and Connections, hosted by Nicole Bruno. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM for more of what you want to hear.
Coleman Huntoon and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Thinking about waiting until April to start your 2014 tax return? The longer you wait, the more susceptible you are to certain tax return scams. Keep in mind that the IRS started accepting returns on January 20th, and filing as close to that date as possible could help protect you from tax return fraud. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman Huntoon and Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:51 at WCHL. I haven't talked about this a lot this week, but just wanted to say something about Don Shea. Don Shea will definitely be missed. In case you don't know, Don Shea was a sports personality. He was actually a sports anchor on ABC 11 for, I think it was about 17 years. Well known in the area, covered a lot of sports, saw him around pretty much everywhere. Then after that, after he came off TV 11, he was associated with North Carolina State University as host of their coaches' shows on TV and radio, and also was very involved in the Jimmy V Foundation. Don Shea died on Monday morning in his sleep. He was found on Monday morning. And, again, 77 years old. Good guy. Haven't heard a lot about him in our local community in the last few years, except for his involvement with North Carolina State University and the Jimmy V Foundation. But Don Shea was a good guy. No question about that. One of the good ones. And he passed away earlier this week. Didn't have an opportunity to mention that earlier, but just wanted to say it today. If you've been around for a while, you know Don Shea. If not, well, then, you know, he was a really, really good guy, good anchor, and just a really positive person. It's 8:52. We'll miss you, Don. 8:52, WCHL, and you want to win something this morning? Tell me the word of the day. Gosh, this is a complicated word today. What is the word? How do you spell it? Which may be an impossible task. How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question. I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers if you're our first correct caller. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Don Bolton, former UNC Chancellor for Student Affairs, and he's been involved in our Chapel Hill community for a long time in a lot of ways. And Don, you are still busy these days doing all kinds of things, aren't you?
Well, I do. I keep busy. I love to be involved in our community. It's a very special place, having lived here now for almost 40 years.
Well, I know you just wrapped up a term as president of the retired faculty.
That's correct.
What was that like, and what are you most proud of what you were able to accomplish then?
I think one of the things that has made us feel accomplished in that two-year period is that we found a home. We became partners and found our offices in the Friday Center, where we are helping to teach classes and to raise friends for the Friday Center and have a place where this is where we office and feel very at home there.
Well, I know that you've been involved in other things as well. For example, speaking out in support and working hard in support of the Arts Center in Carrboro and the Chapel Hill Museum and a lot of other endeavors.
That's true. And after all these years, I'm very hopeful that what went on in Durham is going to go on in Carrboro, where we've got a private-public combination partnership, if you will, that brings facilities like this into being and allows children of all ages to be participating in the arts.
You are so valued in this community that just a few years ago, I know you were recognized as a town treasure, and I know that that meant a lot to you.
It did. I said, oh, my goodness, I'm an antique. I like that. I like that. I was very pleased with that, and they are very special in honoring a number of people who contribute to making this place a special place.
Well, Don Bolton, you certainly do your share of it and a whole lot more. We appreciate you, and you are today's WCHL hometown hero.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. I really appreciate it, and I always like being a part of the place and hearing from you and listening to you every morning.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, thanks for the phone calls, and congratulations to Don Reinford, who was the first correct caller. Pantagruelian, or Pantagruelian. That's the word of the day from Wayne Pond. It means, it's Pantagruelian. It means being larger than life or displaying an extraordinary or extravagant sense of humor. Pantagruelian. Wayne's word. See if you can work that into conversation today. Don Reinford gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Wayne will have another word of the day for you tomorrow morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. And the word of the day on WCHL has been brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? It is 8:56 at WCHL. Glad to have you along this morning. It's going to be a, kind of a cold weather forecast coming for the next few days here, and tonight especially, low tonight, about 18.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, And in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1% or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective. And negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is, right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village. And I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area. So we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last last 7 years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars Retirement Community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Listen to vital health information provided in a comforting manner with your health. Hosted by Drs. Adam Goldstein and Christy Page of UNC Family Medicine. Is music more your scene? Enjoy live performances by Americana singer-songwriters from the Pittsboro Roadhouse, hosted by award-winning singer-songwriter Tokyo Rosenthal. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL. The News Talk and Tar Heel Station.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you this morning by Town Hall Burger and Beer. It's going to be sunny today. High today about 45, but winds are going to really kick up late in the day. Our low tonight about 18. Town Hall Burger and Beer. Town Hall Burger and Beer located on 751 across from South Point. The perfect place to pick your own patty, bun, and sauces. Be out, in and out, in 20 minutes. It's 9 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day.